of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
From Local 107.3 FM.
Merry Christmas.
Our holiday special continues here on Local 107.3 FM and around the country. If any of our partner stations are picking this up, we really appreciate you tuning in, and hopefully you're having a great holiday season, regardless if this is airing before or after Christmas. We're on the phone now with Trevor Murphy of Quiet Parade, and also music man extraordinaire, because you represent bands, you do everything. I don't know how you do it all.
Yeah, maybe the 2017 is the year my calendar starts to look a little different, perhaps.
Well, we'll see. We hope you stick with it, though, because you do a great job, and I'm really excited about this new album that you've put out with Quiet Parade, Christmas Through the Fog. Tell us a little bit about the album.
Yeah, well, Quiet Parade has a history of recording Christmas songs sort of in a DIY fashion, especially when we were when some of the members were living at the Acadian Embassy, which was a house that we lived in, and of course the namesake of our record label. Sort of around November, things started to slow down, and I would always sort of hole up in the basement and just record a Christmas song here and there and just have something ready to go for December. The thing about recording records is that you kind of have to plan them in advance, so you know, by the time November hits, it's already too late to get into the studio to bang out some Christmas songs and stuff. So we really knew this year we wanted to make that plan. We wanted to go into the studio nice and early and actually record some proper Christmas music. So we went to the studio in September and started nice and early so that we could have it out by December.
And on the album, there's a few songs that will be familiar to people in terms of the name, but you also do have an original, Heavy Winter, as well, which is always cool when you can put something on an album that's that falls into the holiday spirit, but is it speaks to you and your kind of ideas about the holidays.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a song that first appeared on our most recent full length, which came out last year. And, you know, it is a song about winter. It's seasonally appropriate. So we thought it would make a good addition to a Christmas record as well.
Awesome. So I have to ask, any traditions do you, because Brian and I talk about this every year. We talk about our tradition. I think people get bored of hearing what our traditions are, but I like to ask anytime we get to talk to someone new, what they have for holiday or Christmas traditions. Do you have any that you do? They can be weird. It can be, you know, what you might think is the norm, but a Christmas tradition for you.
Well, food is a huge part of our Christmas traditions, whether that's whether we're spending time with our family or it's just my wife and I. And I would say that the number one thing that I need every Christmas, it can't be Christmas without it, is Roppy Pie, which is a traditional Acadian dish, specifically probably most well-known to Acadians in Nova Scotia, probably particularly on the south shore of Nova Scotia. And it's kind of one of those dishes that, you know, your grandmother makes, and then your mom tries to figure out how to make it, and then you try to figure out how to make it. It's like passed down. You know, you have to kind of perfect it through the years. And, yeah, it's just it's nothing fancy. It's kind of, I don't know. It's a hard sell to sell to, you know, in an audio way. I don't want to turn people off of it. I think the description of it really doesn't do it justice as to how delicious it is. But suffice to say, it's a large dish that you share with your family. Usually we will come home from, we like to go to Christmas Mass with my mom on Christmas Eve to hear a lot of the songs and stuff at church, and then we'll come back and the Roppy Pie will be ready. We'll have some before we go to bed for the night, and then after we open gifts on Christmas morning, it's kind of what we have for breakfast too. So
leftovers.
And the leftovers, you know, as good as the dish is, the leftovers often are better.
Oh, there you go.
It has that time to like seep in and get all the flavor. So it wouldn't be Christmas without Roppy Pie.
Well, there you go. Awesome. Trevor, we wish you the best of the holiday season, and I guess I'll throw it to you to give us a song from the album that we'll play right now on our holiday special.
Yeah, so right now, let's listen to Christmas Baby Please Come Home. This is a song that was originally recorded in the 60s by Darlene Love and originally appeared on the Phil Spector Presents Christmas record, which is a great record, probably one of my all-time favorites, and I really love this song. It's probably my, hands down, my favorite Christmas song of all time, so it was a no-brainer when it came time to make music for this record that this was the song we choose first.
Awesome. Here's Christmas Baby Please Come Home. Trevor, again, happy holidays to you and best wishes to you and the band for the new year.
And to you.
It is the Earshot 20 Holiday Special. Stick around. We've got more after this.
Snow's coming down, I'm watching it fall, watching the people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town, they're singing a song. What a happy sound. Baby, please come home. They're singing Deck the Halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Baby, please come home. Baby, please come home. Baby, please come home. Baby, please come home. They're singing Deck the Halls, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. There was a way I'd hold back these tears, but it's Christmas Day. Baby, please come.
Oh no!
I forgot to. Oh, no. The fire went out.
Can you go start it again?
Oh, hopefully. I think we can get a real good spark in there. Oh, oh. There we go.
Oh, I was worried for
that
a second.
That virtual fire went out for a moment. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're joining us here on Earshot 20's 5th annual Christmas Eve special. Can you believe it that we've been doing this for 5 years and many different iterations, but pretty much always some sort of form of great new holiday music from across Canada and beyond. Some great guests. Thanks so much for you for tuning in and joining us, staying warm by your radio and by this warm, toasty fire that we keep stoking. Even though you've been complaining about how hot it is, but then you complained that the fire was out. So,
well, it was a little I can't
really figure it out there. In that set of tunes we heard closing out our set there was Burning the Hickory, a new original song by Corey Eisner from Nova Scotia, and that one comes via the Line of Best Fits Ho 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 Canada 8 compilation, the finest of holiday compilations. If you're looking to spin some tunes at all over the holidays, I'd highly recommend checking them out. They've all been on heavy rotation here on our specials over the years. We also heard from Quiet Parade in there, two tracks from their new holiday EP released this year, 2016. That was a track called Christmas Baby, Please Come Home at the start, and an original called Heavy Winter. Thanks so much for Trevor Murphy for connecting with us on the phone for this year's show. Thanks so much for everything he does over the year for this show as well, helping us hook up with some great artists on the Earshot 20 throughout the year, and also producing some great tunes in his own right, and happy to bring those to you here on our special. We're somehow running out of time. We're only about 30 minutes of our special left. We always say that probably every year just kind of disappears. I think maybe just because we look forward to it so much, it's a different show for us. It's a lot of fun. It's holds a very different, looser format than our normal Earshot 20.
For sure.
And hopefully you're out there enjoying it. And again, if you have any requests at all, you can always get them in by giving us a call in the booth at area code 506-648-5925, or on our Twitter or Facebook or any other means. And if we don't get to it this year, we'll probably get to it next year.
That's true. Although I feel like a whole year is a long time for someone to wait for their holiday classic to be played. But we'll try.
We'll make
we'll
it
try our best. Yeah. So two things I do. I'll look at. Would you look at it? You go ahead. You take care of that. I will. I'll entertain the masses, because there is something that I wanted to say earlier, and that is that the Christmas song that the Penny Blacks recorded was the song that was actually labeled the worst Christmas song of all time, and that was Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time, which they did. So one of the things that I was just like, oh, they covered that song. And then Jimmy Fallon tried to create the worst Christmas song of all time so that Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney wouldn't be the worst Christmas song of all time. So there you go. Little story about that song.
So you have a special guest on the phone.
Oh, who could it be?
Hi, Anthony.
Hello.
This is your dad.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Not bad. Just wanted to call and wish you a Merry Christmas on the air.
Oh, well, that was very kind of you. You're over at Thelma's?
We're heading to Thelma's right now.
Where are you?
On the west side.
Oh, so tell me, how have I disappointed you this year? Because part of the holidays is airing your grievances. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Well, I don't have any grievances. I mean, you haven't disappointed me all year long. You've called me to pick you up every Saturday night at 2 a.m. and run you to McDonald's, but you never ever bought me anything when I was there, though.
I offer every time. I'm certain I do. I might not be coherent, but I'm pretty sure I offer. Yeah. So what? So you're just driving around the west side right now? Like you're in your vehicle waiting to just... What are you doing?
We're actually on the Gold Mile.
Just where the Aquarius used to be.
Yeah, just where the Aquarius used to be. I think there's a Starbucks there now. Oh, I guess it's a little further up.
Yeah. Well, you guys have fun. Be safe. Tell Thelma and Jack that I say happy holidays.
Will do.
Yeah.
And we would like to request a little drummer boy if you have that on file.
Sure.
We can definitely make that happen.
We'll get it on. Yeah.
And to Brian and family, I'd like to wish them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year also.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. Same to you and all of yours.
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Always nice to have a phone call. And I was actually thought that was someone else because a couple people told me that they might call in. But thanks so much for giving us a ring there. And again, you can give us a call, 648-5925. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll definitely get any requests of yours in as well.
Okay, well, I have it here. So I'll play Little Drummer Boy first. And then I'll play the song that I really want to hear. And I've been wanting to hear the entire show.
Sounds good.
Which is Kenny and Dolly. And you hate every minute of it.
No, that's all right.
All right. So we're getting into the last half hour of the show, which is always the bittersweet part of the show because it means that it's coming to an end, but it has to end sometime. We've got more great holiday classics and some new tunes that are going to be lined up for you in the next half hour. And that includes Little Drummer Boy going out to my parents, Tina and Dennis, who are listening, faithful. They're probably, so it was my mom and dad and Andrea listening to the show for sure. So we had three. So we're going to play that. And then afterwards we'll have Kenny and Dolly. I Believe in Santa Claus. We'll have some more great holiday tunes as well. And we'll probably be back one more time before we round it out.
Yeah. Also in that set, we'll hear from the Darcys who have a new Christmas cover, but they called in to introduce it and we'll let them do that. That'll be in just a few minutes though. So don't go anywhere. You're tuned in to the Earshot 20's 5th Annual Christmas Eve Special on Local 107.3 FM right here in St. John, New Brunswick.
Come. They told me, a-ra-ha-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, a-ra-ha-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-ha-pum-pum. Too late before the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, when we come. Baby Jesus, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, that's fit to give the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Ha-rum-pa-pum-pum.
dreams and plans and wishes can come true.
I believe in miracles, I believe in magic too. I believe in Santa Claus and I believe in you.
I believe in family, in country and in smiles. I believe in turning negatives to positives in life. What you say, I believe a better attitude can make a better way. And I believe in viewing life as a journey that we're on, and looking at our troubles as another stepping stone.
And I believe and I that everything believe in life is what it's meant to be. I believe there is a God somewhere, although he's hard to see. I believe I am, so therefore I should do all that I can to be a
Christmas. There's just one thing I need. Okay.
don't need to hang my stocking. There will be fireplace. Santa Claus will make me happy. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for St. Nick. I won't even stay with you. Hear those magic reindeer play. I just want you here tonight.
Geraldine Hollett from The Once. I just wanted to say Merry Friggin' Christmas. We made it. You rock. Thank you, 107.3 FM listeners. You are amazing. All the best. Joyeux Noël.
Snow, the happy crowds are mingling, but there's no one that I know. I'm sure that you'll forgive me if I don't enthuse. I guess I got the Christmas blues. I've done my window shopping, there's not a store I've missed. What's the use in stopping when there's no one on your list? You know the way I'm feeling when you love and you lose. I guess I've got the Christmas blues. When somebody wants you, Christmas is a joy of joy. But friends, when you're lonely, you'll find that it's only a thing for little girls and little boys.
until it's January, I'll just go and disappear. Oh, Santa may have brought you some stars for your shoes, but Santa only brought me the blues. Those brightly packaged tinsel covered Christmas blues. Oh, Santa may have brought you some stars for your shoes, but Santa tinsel covered Christmas blues.
Hello to everyone listening right now in St. John, New Brunswick, to Local 107.3 FM. This is Dave Del Rizzo, host of Left Off the Dial and president of the Peach City Community Radio Society in Penticton, British Columbia, wishing you all a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a wonderful New Year from the Left Coast, from us to you.
My name is Roxanne Casey, and I'm the station manager at CKHA 100.9 Canoe FM in Halliburton, Ontario. On behalf of all of us here at Canoe FM, Merry Christmas, and enjoy your time with family and friends.
Santa never brings me a banjo, and I can never understand why.
I want a banjo.
That was Roxanne Casey from Canoe FM. Thanks for the shout out. That was a recording from our phone line last year, but she's still a big supporter. Thanks to them out there. And that was a track from Dave Miles, actually, in the background. You edited that. You're a real pro.
Did I?
Yeah, of course you did.
I forgot. Clearly, I'm so good that I don't even remember the things that I do.
So we're rounding out the fifth annual Christmas Eve special of the year, Shot 20. Thanks so much for joining us here at Local 107.3 FM, localfm.ca, or on one of our many affiliate stations across Canada. It's been a real blast, as always. We've had numerous guests, lots of wild and wacky proceedings that there's definitely things that happened this year that had never happened before and that I was not expecting to happen this year. So at the very least, you have that to say.
Right. This one was one for the books.
Absolutely. Sure. In that last set of tunes, you heard From Heaven for Real with Wave of Christmas. We heard Penny Black's with The Christmas Blues, which is the new Christmas song they just put out this year. I would highly recommend going and downloading that from their Bandcamp. And we also heard some Brenda Lee, Little Drummer Boy, which was a request from Anthony's parents that they've never called in before. They're often regular listeners, but a big shout out to the Edmund clan out there in listener land. We heard from the Darcys with All I Want for Christmas Is You, and my one true holiday gift, the Christmas gift I give to Anthony every single year, is that he can play Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, and I will not complain. This is me telling you that I'm not complaining, which doesn't count as
complaining.
It doesn't count as complaining.
No, I feel like the fact that you're saying it is a complaint in itself. But there is nothing better than Kenny and Dolly. Nothing better. So there you have it. We have probably, I don't know, about 15 minutes left.
10?
Clearly, I can't tell time. We have about 10 minutes left of the holiday special for this year. And coming up, if you're listening to Local 107.3 FM out of St. John, New Brunswick, we have some more great programming coming up, holiday programming, another DJ coming up after us. So that'd be great to stay tuned and have a listen to all of the great holiday programming that's going to be following after this. And if you're listening to any of our partner stations around Canada, thank you very much for having a listen to the program. And don't forget, in the new year, Brian and I will be back with a countdown of the year, the top 20 of 2016 for the Earshot 20 will be happening the first week of January. So we'll have that. But we had a blast this year. This year was stranger than most. As you said,
it was pretty eventful.
Yeah, we had mummers. We had Wayne Hansen, who is never, never dull. That guy lights up a room just like that crispy fire we have going in the back. I don't think you can leave that going when we leave, by the way. We're going to have to put it out.
Yeah, that'd be a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
2016 was just a wild year for the show altogether. We had lots of great guests, and we pulled it off more weeks than not.
We did.
That is for sure.
That is
despite
true.
Despite me being on parental leave and you doing lots of traveling.
We even a show with Anna, with your daughter.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Big shout out to Stephen Karlick, who joined us almost every single week, as he has for the last couple of years, bringing us the music news from Exclaim. Be sure to go check out the most recent issue on some newsstands or exclaim.ca for all your music news. We'll be back in the new year to do it all over again, and we'll close out here in just a few seconds with a couple of final tunes, and we'll hopefully do it all again in 1 year's time. And
I don't plan on going anywhere.
Probably have to go longer because this year went very fast. Previous years we've gone for sometimes 3 or 4 hours, but it goes really fast. We had lots of great music, lots of great guests, as we've mentioned, and so much more we could have done, but that about brings us to end.
One more quick shout out to a few friends who just tuned in towards Petticodiac. Hello out there, friends that are listening from the Dixon household. Jamie's gonna kill me for that, but anyway, we've got more music. It's gonna come up right now, and stick around. And happy holidays to all of you, everyone out there listening in Radio Land. It is a pleasure to be with you. Hopefully, you're having lots of fun and festive drinks, food, and you're going to open lots of presents tomorrow. We heard from Santa earlier. He's on his way. Make sure you get to bed. Don't stay up. Don't try to peek.
All right, we're going to close out with some more Canadian Christmas tunes, both new and classic here. And you've been listening to our Earshot 20 Christmas Eve special.
Forget, did you?
No, I just had to take a break, you know.
Okay.
And it's the fifth year, believe it or not. We had a great time again. Here is Baby Rudolph by the Elwins. Merry Christmas to you, Anthony.
And to you.
Eggnog spilling through the nose. Grandpa's nose looks like a rose. Drink together to festive cheer. Happens more than once a year. But this year, we'll name our baby Rudolph. Oh, this year, we'll name our baby Rudolph. Presents wrapped beneath the tree. Here's one from you to me. PJs from my Nana's gift. Always gives my heart a lift. But this year, we'll name our baby Rudolph. For this year, we'll name our baby Rudolph. Those who pass give you a smile. Wait in line for quite a while to get that perfect present. Is resting in the womb. But this year,
yes, this year,
we'll name our baby Rudolph. Oh, this year,
yes, this year,
we'll name our baby Rudolph. But this year,
yes,
we'll name our baby Rudolph.
Yes,
oh, this year, we'll name our baby Rudolph. But this year,
this is Julia.
And this is Trevor.
We're from Quiet Parade.
We just wanted to wish everyone a very happy holiday.
Just a little kid.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.
Feliz Navidad
from Local 107.3 FM.